This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India from Monday. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of special representatives' talks on India-China boundary question with India's special representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day address yesterday, said the next generation GST reforms by Diwali will reduce taxes on daily essentials, benefiting MSMEs, local vendors and consumers, while simultaneously stimulating economic growth and creating a more efficient, citizen-friendly economy. State Governor K.T. Parnayak has extended his greetings to the citizens on Janmashtami. He expressed hope the blessed day will continue to inspire all to follow Lord Sri Krishna's eternal message of karma, right to conduct and purposeful action in the pursuit of our goals in life. Sri Krishna Janmashtami festival is being celebrated with religious fervor across the country today. The prestigious state awards were given to the recipients yesterday during the 79th Independence Day celebration at IG Park in Itanagar. On the occasion, a gold medal, 8 silver medals and 18 commendation certificates were awarded to outstanding individuals, NGOs and departments for their exemplary services and dedication. Havildar and Honorary Naib Subedar, retired Lekhi Pasang of 2nd Battalion Arunachal Scouts, was awarded with gold medal. The Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2025 was awarded to 5 departments for their successful projects yesterday during the 79th Independence Day celebration at IG Park in Itanagar. These departments are the Urban Development Department, West Siang District for Alo Urban Renewal Project, Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission for revamping of APPSC, District Urban Development Agency, Namsai for Septage Management for Treatment Plant, Office of the Deputy Commissioner Longding District for Multipurpose Hub and Recreational Park at Kanubari, and Deputy Director ICDS Women and Child Development Bomdila for Tekwadi Technologically Enabled Anganwari Center for Enhanced Childhood Education. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Man yesterday hosted the national flag at Pali Vidyapit ground in Chokham in Namsai district. Main paid homage to the sacrifices of India's freedom fighters and remembered state's unsung heroes who played pivotal roles in resistance against the colonial rule. On the occasion, Main felicitated meritorious students, dedicated citizens and participants. He inaugurated exhibition stalls showcasing state's cultural heritage, sustainable farming practices, innovative projects and handicrafts. He also launched Catch In, a packaged drinking water brand from Momong village developed under the convergence model by Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission Village Sanitation and Water Committee, Momong. The 79th Independence Day was celebrated across the state yesterday. Lok Sabha MP Tapir Gao hosted tricolor at Pasighat Outdoor Stadium in East Siang district. Gao paid tributes to freedom fighters of the country, including Arunachal Pradesh. Gao further awarded commendation certificates to 28 awardees from various departments and handed over red coats and appointments order to newly appointed GBs. He inaugurated the exhibition where a book donation drive was held by the Education Department. Meanwhile, MLA Ninong Iring hosted national flag at Rukhsin ADC headquarters. Furthermore, a 100-foot flag was hosted by the families of late freedom fighters of the Abor Congress Committee, Dipa, which is now Dipa Congress Committee, at Dipa Village in Lower Siang District, where the first national flag was hosted in the state. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.